Aircheckdownloads.com.
Talking of spoiling it all, oh no! Karen Houghton of Malvern. She's beaten me. All you people with reference books. I tell you what, I'll give you the rest of the clues and then actually give you the name of the person it was supposed to be. Her first acting role was in Dear Brutus at the Birmingham Rep. You'd never have got it from that. She has played over 100 stage acting roles in her career, as well as over 25 films. You'd probably still never have got it. This one might have given it away. She's director of the Royal Shakespeare Company and has been so since 1968. And finally, the last and the most easy clue was one of her most recent films was A Passage to India. I'm sick in the teeth. I really am. Karen Houghton of Malvern, or Malvern, should I say. Sorry. Well done indeed. You are the winner tonight. We'll be playing the mystery person tomorrow, and I'm going to make sure tomorrow night's mystery person is definitely a robot. Living in a box. Okay, thank you for your audio calls telling me, who is it? You haven't said who it is. I didn't. I did it on purpose to find out how many people would give me a ring and spot the mistake, the deliberate one. 20 to 11 with your favourite 24 hours a day. It's Radio Wyvern. It was Dame Peggy Ashcroft. Tomorrow night is going to be a total toughie.
We got sunshine for a rainy day. We got music and a special word to say on Radio Wyvern, just for you.
I don't want perfect.
Yeah, fairground attraction and perfect on Wyvern. Oh, dear me. I'm going to invent a totally fictitious character tomorrow, and if you do manage to get the name, I don't know what I'll do. Actually, I'll be rather surprised. In fact, Misty from the Bedrock crew in Bedrock would like to say hello to Fred Flintstone. Hiya, good evening and welcome along to The Late Show. Here's George Michael and A Different Corner. What, again?
I'd say love.
George Michael there and A Different Corner. Going back to the mystery person earlier on tonight, we had some good guesses, and thank you for all your calls. Betty Davis, Anna Neagle, Dame Anna Neagle, should I say, Flora Robson, Doris Speed and Margaret Rutherford were your guesses, but they were all wrong. Of course, you know what the right answer was. Dame Peggy Ashcroft. We'll be playing again tomorrow night at 10:30. We've got Aztec Camera coming next. After the 11 o'clock news, I'll be asking you for your requests and dedications up to 11:30. And then it's Radio Wyvern Love Themes for 30 solid minutes of the best love... the best love themes in town.
Leslie Gunn on Radio Wyvern.
Somewhere in my heart, Aztec Camera. I just had a call from John in Hereford, who said, okay, smarty pants, seeing as you got beat, I've just found one on the back of a crisp packet. I like to think that people do have a little bit of common sense, but I mean, looking on the back of crisp packets for questions to beat me, well, I shall never know. However, he came up with rather a good one. I was rather surprised. Not the fact that it was a good one, but the fact that the question was good enough on the back of a crisp packet. John said, why did the phrase put a sock in it become known? Put a sock in it. Do you think you know? I'll tell you what, it's just a little teaser. We'll do it just for fun. Where did the phrase put a sock in it come from? If you think you know, give me a call. You know the number? Of course you do. Worcester, 612-512. What a clever lot you are. I'm not going to tell you what it is until after 11 o'clock. I look forward to your requests and dedications, of course, between 11 and 11:30 on Radio Wyvern on 612-512 Worcester or 272727, which is... of course you know what it is. It's the Hereford number.
Radio Wyvern, 102.8 FM.
News is coming up next. Tagging us up is Climby Fisher.
Broadcasting to Hereford and Worcester on 1530 and 954 kHz AM, this is Radio Wyvern. the 11 o'clock news. This is Alan King.
AirCheckDownloads.com.